Now, I think we all realise the world has a supply chain problem. Earlier in the year, there was some optimism that it could be sorted by Christmas. Now, no chance. US yesterday opened Los Angeles port up 24/7, perhaps surprising many of us that assumed they already were working 24/7. So are there more real-world ideas to sort this out or not? Customs broker and freight forwarders Federation President Chris Edwards is back with us. Morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Now, the announcement yesterday, I don't know if you saw it from Biden, that they're suddenly going to open up LA port 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Did you know that ports don't operate all hours, all days? I thought everyone opened 24/7.
That's a great question. I think a lot of Kiwis will be surprised to learn that Long Beach and LA weren't open 24/7 when you've got Tauranga and Auckland 7 days a week. What some might not have read in the headlines too is Long Beach has been trialling 24/7 for the past couple of months, but the uptake's been very low, which is why I think Biden's spoken to the importers to try and make it work.
So are there ports and places and things around the world that we can actually do that are painfully obvious that will help?
Yeah, that's the thing I like about Biden's intervention. It shows a sense of urgency. I can suggest here in New Zealand, we haven't had that same sense of urgency from government. So, yeah, the more vessels that are anchored outside ports, the less you have running in supply chains. And congestion has turned out to be the artery blocker of the supply chain. Whether Biden's intervention is the stint, I guess we'll find out.
One of the reports I read this week, and I can't remember who it was, but nevertheless, they said one of the international issues is the lack of coordination. They say China's got a zero tolerance to COVID. America's prepared to live with it. Until you get this sort of coordination between major players, we're going nowhere fast. Is that fair?
I think that's true of the COVID response around the world. There's more political elements to it than perhaps other things. And you're right about China. Zero tolerance means airports closing down, southern China ports stopping as well. But I also think, Mike, it shows a real lack in investment in the last 10 or 15 years in the supply chain. Okay, the ports of Long Beach working 24/7, great, but there's a massive shortage of truck drivers in the States, so much so that in a country of 330 million people, they're looking overseas to fill that need. So there's more complication than first appears, I think.
Right, so where are the problems? Is it the port that's the problem, they're not open enough? Are we short of ships? Are we short of containers? Or are we short of labour? Or it's all of it?
I think it's all of it. And to put this in context, the increase in demand for imports in the States is only 5%. Which seems incredible, doesn't it, considering the carnage it's causing? But I think it's more to do with the congestion issues. And vessels arriving in bunches, like here in New Zealand, for example, no one can cope with it. It's already a 14-day wait from Tauranga to Auckland on rail at the moment for a container, which this time of year is pretty unpopular. But it's because our infrastructure is not built to handle surges. You'll also hear from someone like Matt Ball at the ports of Auckland that there's no ships for a few days now in the port. Mm. That doesn't help supply chain, you know.
Can we actually, us at the bottom of the world, do anything about this, or are we just the victim?
We can do something about it. I mean, going back to the ports of Auckland, I don't mean to pick on them or bash them, but that problem's been with us now for 12 months. They don't have a CEO in place, and they still don't have an automation program finished yet. That's discouraging new lines and new freeing up of the supply chain because they can't get a port in the North Island. Tauranga's already too full. That could have had some attention, I feel, from government.
What about the inflationary effect? This carries on. Everything's going up in price, and this isn't helping.
Well, let's put that in context too. There's been a survey of freight prices around the world, and it's a generic average, but it's up over 280% from where it was this time last year. And putting another fact out there, so Maersk are about to bank the biggest corporate profit in Danish company history. And when you think about Lego and Carlsberg in that country as well, that's quite an achievement. So some are doing very well out of this disruption.
When's it over?
Quarter four next year, Mike.
Wow. You said it would be done by Christmas. This year.
I certainly haven't. No, I mean, there's nothing that shows you it would be done by Christmas. I mean, the disruption to scheduling congestion is with us for a long time. I really think, quarter three, quarter four next year at the earliest.
Jeez. All right, Chris, appreciate it very much. Have a good weekend. Custom Brokers, Freight Forwarders Federation President Chris Edwards.